Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you back to the airwaves of Radio Islam International. Now, Tshwane, Johannesburg and Cape Town account for more than 70% of accusations of corruption. This is according to the organization Corruption Watch. It says it received more than 2,000 complaints from these cities, but they also received a number of related accusations from citizens in towns like Tenmausa and Majabe. Now, to take us through this discussion, we welcome Corruption Watch's CEO, Karim Singh, on the line. Karim, good morning. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on the show.
The pleasure is all ours. Thank you so much for joining us on a Sunday morning at this time. Now, Karim, the name of Cape Town, you know, it's quite a surprise, as the city of Cape Town has been maintaining a clean audit from the Auditor General side.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, many entities do receive clean audits. That doesn't necessarily mean that they are corruption-free or that they don't have corruption issues that they deal with. I think it's important to contextualize what we're saying in our report. Corruption Watch has a platform by which we can receive complaints from the public. People can walk into our offices, people can send us an email, people can phone us with a corruption complaint. People report their complaints of corruption to a variety of sources. They take them to the police, their other hotlines in the public sector. So in the period under review, we received over 2,000 complaints, and we try to make some sense of these numbers by doing some data analysis to say, what are the different types of complaints? Where do they come from? So it just happens that in the period under review that we received a significant number of complaints from Johannesburg, from Tshwane, and from Cape Town. But it doesn't mean you can draw the conclusion that these are necessarily the most corrupt places, or that somehow this is indicative that corruption is worse in Cape Town than, say, it is in Durban or in Ekurhuleni, because I think it's difficult to draw that conclusion.
So both of Johannesburg and Tshwane were no surprises, especially Tshwane just recently were financially downgraded.
Yes, absolutely. There have been lots of stories in the media around corruption challenges. I think it's also important to note that these are municipalities which are in a situation, in some cases, of coalition government. And we know that with coalition government, there's also become these challenges around stability and around horse trading, and that's also created some vulnerabilities for corruption to creep in.
Okay, now, Karim, you know, apart from, you know, the main cities that we said, Tshwane, Johannesburg, Cape Town, etc., but besides these, even like cities, you people received complaints, you know, a number of related accusations from citizens in towns like Tenmausa, I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Majabe, etc. Firstly, where are these areas, which province, where are these areas?
Dannhauser is in KZN, and Machabeng is in the Free State. Again, I think it's important to contextualize the complaints that we received from these areas. These were areas that Corruption Watch visited as a result of a project that we're working on in relationship to looking at issues within the mining sector. These are mining communities. So when we visited these communities, we did receive complaints from the communities around issues that they're experiencing, which is why, although they're relatively small places, we did receive a significant number of corruption complaints from these areas.
And the Corruption Watch received more than 2,110 reports during 2023. What were the predominant type of corruptions that you were alerted to?
It's a whole range of different issues. In some cases, it's related to procurement irregularities. In some cases, it's around misappropriation of resources. We've seen complaints relating to issues of fraud, bribery and extortion, and abuse of power. So really a broad range of different types of complaints.
Okay, finally, Karim, before we let you go, you know, this is obviously not a good move in a year where citizens are gearing up to vote. So many cases, so many accusations, so many matters of corruption. Very, very concerning, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's concerning. We have not turned a corner in the fight against corruption. despite administration under President Ramaphosa, which came in on the basis that it was going to clean things up, we still see these significant challenges, and I think it will be a big issue for voters as they go to the polls at the end of May.
Well, certainly it will. Kerem, thank you so much for your time this morning. You enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you so much. You too.
Okay, so that was the CEO of Corruption Watch, Kerem Singh, and he was speaking to us all about the number of cases, about 2,110 reports that they have received for the year 2023.